Thank you very much, ladies. Beautifully done. Take your Bible with me just for a moment. Turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. I'm going to come down here among you. I'm trusting the Lord for a sweet time tonight. And the Lord never tells us how often to partake of the Lord's Supper. He never tells us to do it this many times. He simply says, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. And I felt it'd be appropriate as I was preparing the church calendar, what an appropriate time for us to, as a church family, partake of the Lord's Supper, to do it on Easter Sunday, to think about how the Lord has done so much for us. And 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse number 23, the Word of God says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. If any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come." The Lord's Supper is a very serious, serious thing. And the Word of God tells us for a man to examine himself. If you're saved tonight and you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, in other words, if you're a born-again child of God, you are welcome to partake of the Lord's Supper with us. And I want to say this to you, no man can judge you, but you need to examine yourself. And what we want to do is we want to have just a little time here. We're not going to tarry long, but I'm going to have a short time of prayer. And I want Brother Graham, if you wouldn't mind, to lead us in this. And I want every one of us to examine ourselves. We need to make sure our heart is right. Amen. And may I say this to you before we pray, there is no saving grace in what you're about to perceive. This has no saving power in it. It has nothing to do with receiving salvation. You're not even to receive this unless you already have salvation. Salvation is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. This is simply a remembrance of what he's done for us. And I'm going to give us all an opportunity, whoever would feel led to do this, in just a moment, as we're in the middle of all of this. This is one of those services that I want you to have an opportunity to stand to your feet and share with us what the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ means to you. No sad stories. Nothing that's inappropriate. It's all simply gathered around the cross and the empty tomb tonight, and we're remembering what Jesus has done for us. And I trust it'll be a sweet time. Amen. It's a beautiful time, no doubt about it. Brother Graham, if you wouldn't mind just to stand right where you're at and pray. And I want you to pray right there and ask the Lord to help us and meet with us tonight. Amen. I like those men who are serving to stand, if you wouldn't mind to do that. Jesus said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." Let's sing this little chorus together. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for sin I cried. I believe that's number two. If you've got a hymnal, if you wanna sing this with us, let's sing this together, shall we? Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. These teenage young men have a microphone in their hand. What I want to do before we partake of the juice is I'd like to give you an opportunity to just share a brief testimony. Let me give you some guidelines. I want this testimony meeting to be a meeting of simply remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and what the living Savior means to you today. And which means there should be no sad stories unless that sad story leads to something glorious. You understand what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that you can't say, "Hey, we've gone through this, but God's been good to us." You understand what I mean by that, don't you? So this is what I want to do. This is what I feel led to do. What a precious time this is. Just to think about Jesus Christ and what He's done for us. So I'm going to have a seat right back here. If you want to speak, make sure the Lord's in it. If you'll stand to your feet and wait till one of these young men bring you a microphone, and please speak into the microphone, because there are those who are watching and those who are listening, and we want them to be able to hear so they can receive the blessing that we do. Okay? Who'll be first? Yes, ma'am.
Well, Jesus said He'd rise on the third day, and He kept His promise.
Amen. That's a good way to start off right there, you know. Praise the Lord. Who'll be next? Who'll be next? Yes.
I've been working on a video to help Diana in Sunday school class. He could have called 10,000 angels, but He died for you and me.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Who'll be next? Yes.
Is it on? He saved a wicked sinner like me. On the old rugged cross, He's forgiven me and I'm justified.
Amen. Amen. Good. Who'll be next?
I'm so thankful that when the Lord said, "It is finished," that it was finished forever. My sin was paid forever. And I just praise His holy name for that.
Amen. Good. This is a blessing, isn't it? To hear the church speaking about the goodness of Jesus Christ. Somebody else.
In an ever-changing world, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I praise Him for that. He's constant.
Amen. Amen. Good. Who'll be next? If he'll run, we'll see a teenager run in the aisles at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church.
You asked what He means to me? Everything.
Amen. Everything. Amen. That's good.
At 19, I was a lost sinner. I had gone to church all my life, and it took a tragic death that caused me to realize that your family is not the, you're not saved because your family is. It has to be a one-on-one thing with the Lord.
Amen.
And He loves me.
Amen. Amen. I like it. Who'll be next? Let me help you out with something here too, okay? So hang on, just right there. You keep standing, okay? You say, how do I know if the Lord wants me to speak? If you just feel like I've got to say something, your heart's about to pound out of your chest, something like that, you know? Amen. You go right ahead.
He was perfect, sinless, and blameless, and he took the torture and the pain for me, and I just want to thank Him.
Amen. Wonderful. Don't ever get over it, you know? Amen. Who'll be next? Yes. Right here.
I'm sorry, I've said this before, but my heart is doing that again, and I just wanted to stand and say that Psalm 40, 1 through 3 is my testimony verse. And when I was reading in the notes below it, I noticed once that it said that it's also a picture of God and how He was obedient unto death. And I was once in that pit, and God heard me crying, and He picked me up and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And I just want to say that He placed a desire in my heart to read the Bible, and I've tried to read it every day, and that's been what has changed my life. And I just thank God for dying for me and for saving me and changing me. And
amen.
I just love Him.
Amen. Amen. The Lord's working in her heart, no doubt about it. Praise the Lord for it. Who'll be next? Who'll be next?
Thank God that He is risen. Otherwise, He wouldn't have been able to reach down September 24th of 2006 and pick me up from a place where I didn't want to go. I just praise Him for that.
Amen. 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 Good. This is blessing my heart. I know that. I hope it's blessing yours. Let's sing this together. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive Him need never fear. Yes, He will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. What compassion, oh boundless love, Jesus hath power, Jesus is true. All who believe are safe from the storm, and He will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. I felt a little touch on that song right there. I tell you, that praise God, you know. Aren't you glad He's going to pass over you someday if you're saved? Hey, it's only by the blood. And I think that's a good song to start off the juice with. Wouldn't you think so? Wonderful. Young man, you can be seated, and that, and if you'll stand again, and we'll partake of the juice at this time. ask Brother Steve Mullins, if you would mind, to stand and pray as we think about the shed blood of Jesus Christ. If you'll lead us in prayer, sir, please. Jesus said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Let's sing this together, shall we? There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. Think about it as you sing it. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Listen to this second verse, and you can join me on the chorus. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. You looking forward to that day? Oh, I am too. Have a service like this, it makes you just a little bit antsy to get there, doesn't it? You know? Amen. We're doing good on time. Praise God for it. Is there somebody else just have to get up and say a word? You go ahead. You just have to get up and say a word. Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like to say I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
And I really want to thank the church for praying for my wife. And, you know, we thought this was going to be one of the toughest times that we'd ever face in our life. But I can tell you right now that the Lord has blessed us more in the last 2 weeks than I can tell you.
Amen.
And buddy, I thank him.
Amen.
And I'm proud to know him as my Savior.
Amen.
And I'm glad tonight that I know that when I call on him, he's going to answer. And I'm glad he's there. And he has shown himself more real to my family in the last couple of weeks than I don't know that I could, other than when I was saved, I don't know that I've ever known him in such a way. And I praise him for it tonight. And,
yes.
And someday, soon, I told Pastor Jody, I'd like to share what God's done for us.
Amen.
And Amen. You don't have time tonight. But just in the last 2 weeks, he's blessed our hearts beyond beyond what words can describe.
Amen.
And I praise him for it.
Amen. Amen. Let's get it on the schedule and do it. Amen. Good. Somebody just have to stand. Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Amen. Amen. Words of Scripture are powerful, aren't they? Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I praise the Lord for saving me 2 years ago on Easter.
Wonderful. So you got saved on Easter 2 years ago, and you're a beautiful young lady. No doubt about that. Good. Wonderful. That's a blessing. Yes, sir.
The Lord says in Isaiah, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And it goes on and says, now the word that, so shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth, it will not return unto me void. And I praise the Lord that almost 26 years ago now, that word did not return void in my Amen. Heart. And the Lord saved me and gave me the opportunity to preach his word. And boy, only God could have thought, use something as terrible as the cross to give us so much joy and so much liberty and so yes. much forgiveness and true meaning in our lives, and praise him for it.
Amen. Amen. Good.
When Christ died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn from the top to the bottom, separating the holy from the holy of holies. And Christ's death on the cross gave us free access. We don't have to have the blood of lambs or sheep or rams. We have the blood of Christ covering us. Amen. And we can boldly enter into God's presence and Amen. Ask him for the things we need. I'm very thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else.
I just want to thank the Lord that he found me and he'll never forsake me.
Amen. We're grateful to have you with us, brother. God bless you. Thank you for being here.
I'd like to say I'm glad I'm saved. 1957, July, Galena, Ohio, the Lord spoke to me. First time that I really felt the Lord speak to me. I trusted him at that day.
Amen.
And you know, I haven't lost it one time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's a keeping Savior. He can yes. keep you. Now, he'll whip you. You get out of line, he'll whip you. Some of you know. And I've been there. I've been whipped. But I'm glad he don't throw me out.
Amen.
He keeps me. I'm his son.
Amen.
Praise God for the Son
Amen.
Of God that died for my sins.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
After he suffered, bled, he said, it is finished. And thank God it's all taken care of.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad it's done, aren't you? Amen. Go ahead.
By the blood, we're justified. And what's justified say?
Amen.
I'm justified to get a new home in heaven.
Yes.
I'm justified to just not get a home, but a mansion. I'm justified to live a free life, forgiven of all my sins.
Yes.
Praise the Lord for that shed blood that justifies.
Amen.
And that resurrection that justifies.
Amen. Amen. Sure.
Praise his high and holy name. That justification levels the ground at the cross. We all get all those benefits.
Amen.
That have trusted him as our Savior. That blood goes across the whole world. Mm. And every soul that's ever been saved and every soul that's ever going to be saved, praise his high and holy name for his power.
Amen.
I can't keep from crying when I talk about
Amen.
The blood.
Amen.
Praise his name.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Somebody else. Yes, sir. Hey, hang on just a minute, brother. Right here.
Three years ago, me and Nanny were going on a trip to Gatlinburg, and I got saved. I just praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. You're going to make me run the aisles here in a minute, you know. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to thank God for opening my eyes up. Taking me a while, but he did it.
He got saved. I believe he really got it, you know. Praise the Lord. He lost his wife, but you're going to see her again, brother. All because of what Jesus Christ did. I'm so happy you're here. Man, I'm so thrilled you are here. There's no doubt about it. We're so happy you're here. And it's good to be saved, isn't it? And he's growing in the Lord. That's a blessing. Somebody else. Somebody else. I want all three of you to stay standing. I want all of you to stay standing. I'm going to start here to my right, and I'm going to come to Miss Crum, and then I'm coming right ahead here, okay, to Mr. Woodard.
I'd like to thank the Lord for saving me. I've been saved since I was a child, and recently I had a man at my work that was going through a difficult time. He had been told that his mother had terminal cancer, and he was doubting that God was good, and I told him, I said, you know, our Father sometimes has to say no. You know, we look to the good things that the Lord is going to always give to us, but sometimes the answer is no.
Yes.
And it's no in love, not no in I don't care about you.
Yes.
And sometimes when that answer is no, we grow the most, because he's really saying, do you love me through my nose?
Amen.
And we have to have that faith.
Yes.
To love through the nose, because we've all had them. We've all prayed hard in our hearts for something, and that answer has been no.
Yes.
And if you're truly his child and you love him, you have to hang on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Miss Crum.
The Bible says, in everything give thanks. And some of us have had more of an opportunity to give thanks than others have. And I'm just so thankful that Roger has had this experience of being able to give thanks.
Yes.
And Mother has been in a nursing home for about 5 weeks. And she's talked a lot to me. She's 94. And she's talked a lot to me about why did this happen to her, because she's been so healthy all these years. And then the other night she said to me, she said, you know, I have become more humble. And we never get too old to learn. And she's prayed a lot. And she's asked the Lord to take her home to Daddy. But she is pretty well at peace with where she is for the time being.
Yes.
But it's just wonderful to know that through God you learn all your life if you're willing to listen to him.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful.
There you go.
Brother Woodard, sir, please.
I want to start out with thanking you for this opportunity, praising God for what he's done, but I would like to share with you and also ask you to do something for me. Some time ago, God showed me or helped me to understand a new way to show how much Christ truly loves me and all of us, as far as that goes. But what I'd like for y'all to do, all of you, is to think about who your best friend is that you have here on earth. Christ should be our best friend, but an earthly friend, who is your best friend? I would like for y'all to just think about that. And think about that person, how much you love them, how much they would do for you in any given situation. And think about maybe being with that person in some area that you really love and enjoy. And while in that time, someone coming and getting that person and taking them away for no good cause and beating them to the point of death and then ultimately killing them. And then after this is done, they've done it and it's happened. And it was because of something that you've done. And it just puts a new perspective on what's going on.
Yes.
Because you can think of Christ and you can talk about it day in and day out of his love for you, but put it into your your life and think about
it. Yes.
If you had a person, would they really die for you? You've got friends that are that close that probably would in some cases, or give anything for you, do anything for you. And this is Christ. And this season just means so much to me and all we've been through. But God just gave me that understanding and just helped me to realize that just puts a different perspective on how much Christ truly loves us when we can think about it.
Yes.
My closest friend is my brother, my blood brother. And, you know, I couldn't bear it if someone come and did to him things that they did to Christ. It's just inconceivable of how it would make you feel. And if you can't realize the love that Christ has for you through this, then, you know, we need to get a grip.
So, sure.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 It's been good, hasn't it? I know it's been good. It's been good for me. Praise the Lord for it. Somebody else just have to give a word of testimony. You just have to. Anybody at all? Yes.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. I was far from the Lord, as any unsaved person. And through my friends who were Christians and prayed for me. My grandma, who was a Christian, prayed for me. And I come to find the Lord about 10 years ago. And I was in Virginia. And I came back to Tennessee. I came to this church. God brought me to this church. And then I had to leave to go back in 2006. Mom had cancer. Kind of got out of God's will a little bit. And was reading the Bible. And I came back here last August. And Pastor Jody preached on reading the Bible daily. And the Lord touches me every day I read the Bible. And I just thank him for this church. I thank him for the Bible. And I thank him for the truth.
Amen. 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 You know, the Word of God says that when they got through, that they sung and went out. So that's what we're going to do. We have anybody else who just needs to get up? Yes, ma'am. You go ahead.
Christ would have died if I was the only one for me. And he didn't stay in the tomb. He rose again. And he's real. And he speaks to me every day in his word.
Yes.
And Psalms 4:7-8 says, "Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." Gladness, I have circled gladness, peace, sleep, and safety, regardless of circumstances, because of God.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. It's been a great service. I hope you've enjoyed it. Let's all stand together. I want to sing. I want to sing through a chorus, one of my favorite choruses. It's not Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's another one. But this is one of the most powerful verses, in my opinion, in all the hymnal. We're going to sing it through twice, and we're going to be dismissed in prayer. Before we sing this, I think it'd be appropriate to say this. Is it possible that there could be somebody here tonight who doesn't know Jesus? If that's you, and you've walked in this service, and you say, "What's everybody talking about? The shed blood, what's that?" Would you let us do something? I'm going to be out of the door. If you'll come out my door and say, "I'd like to know a little bit more about that," I'll spend all night with you if I have to open the Bible and share with you how you can go to heaven when you die. Amen? That's what it's about, isn't it? I just want to make sure that if somebody's here lost, please come see us. We'll take a Bible, open it, and share with you how you can know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And He'll take you to heaven when you die. Let's sing this together, shall we? Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise is the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain. As we sing this for the last time here, as soon as we get done, we're going to be dismissed. I want you to picture the Lord Jesus Christ. He's living inside of you if you're saved. The person of the Holy Spirit. Don't sing this for me. Don't sing it for the church. Don't sing it for somebody beside you. Sing it to Jesus Christ. Sing it to him. And mean it from your heart. Will you do that? Be a beautiful noise to him, beautiful sound, and he'll tabernacle among the people who lift him up in praise. So let's sing this one more time, and we'll be dismissed. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away